Hi there. The word for you today is, what's a parent to do? In 1 Samuel 8 verse 3 we read, but his sons did not walk in his ways. At times every parent despairs over their child's decisions and actions. We say, I did my best to raise them right. Did I fail as a parent? Listen, failure is a fact of life and of parenting, and nobody does it perfectly. Parents assume a heavier load of guilt than they deserve. Let's take a moment and consider some Bible examples of real-world parenting. Isaac had, at best, a 50% success rate with his sons Jacob and Esau. Aaron the high priest struck out completely with his sons Nadab and Abihu, and Manoah's boy Samson didn't win Son of the Year award either. And how about Samuel, a recognized moral and spiritual giant? Yet he watched his sons reject his example and teaching and pursue lives of bribery and shame. You know, since Adam, kids doing their own thing have broken their parents' hearts. So, what's a parent to do? Well, here's a couple of suggestions, okay? Number one, realize you're not responsible for their decisions. They make their own choices. Condemning yourself just discourages you, and it undermines your ability to be the parent your child needs. The Bible says salvation is of the Lord. That means He saves, He delivers, not you. And number two, pray for them and then give them to God. Anxiety and frustration will make you the kind of parent your children don't enjoy being around, and who you yourself can't enjoy. You're not built to carry that load. Your Heavenly Father is, and He wants to carry it for you. Remember the scripture, 1 Peter 5, 7, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. And number three, remember that God loves your children more than you do. He gave His only child to save yours. He knows their heart and how to reach it and turn it back to Him. So the word for you today is, give your child to the Lord.